We're joined now by DNR wildlife biologist John DePew out of the Berg office. John, how are you doing?
Good, Adam. How about you?
Doing excellent. Wanted to start out today with a deer season recap for, you know, your management area there and just see how things kind of ended up for the year and any thoughts you could give us at this point.
Yeah, you know, our numbers are fairly preliminary still. We get quite a few deer hunters that bring the deer heads in throughout the month of December. But for the firearm season, we ended about average compared to last year. And then we'll see the total harvest here at the end of December and see how that shakes out. But I just checked a pretty nice buck this morning. Guys are still using their muzzle loaders to hunt deer. And from what I'm kind of hearing and seeing, it's pretty decent success if they're finding them migration trails and stuff all with this deep snow. So I guess the other thing I'm hearing is just talking to hunters throughout the season. Again, our age structure kind of stayed dominated by the 2.5 and 3.5 year old bucks.
Okay.
But hunters still, you know, most hunters are using 1 or 2 or 3 cameras and such. And they saw plenty of deer on their cameras that they didn't harvest. So they were seeing some of those younger bucks out there on the landscape, but they had the opportunity to shoot something larger. So, you know, we'll see in time how that age cohort does, you know, next season. But I think, you know, most hunters had a pretty successful and enjoyable hunt this year.
So you mentioned a big buck that you checked this morning. I mean, can we talk a little bit about some of the bigger bucks? Because there are some huge bucks every year that come out of your management area. You know, Berger County, Houghton County, Keweenaw, Ontonagon. What were you seeing this year for big bucks? Anything that just blew you away?
Nothing. Nothing that blew me away. I mean, I saw a really nice 9-pointer. You know, big beams, nice tines, pretty nice buck. No real monsters. We'll see if those will filter in yet here this season. It's not. I've heard rumors of folks seeing big monster bucks on the cameras, and of course, those were night pictures. But I haven't seen one checked in yet this season yet. So we'll see. Maybe those big guys are still out there running around.
Well, John, I'd kind of like to switch gears here with you for a moment and talk about how you're the point person or bat specialist for the DNR in the state of Michigan. And get into your study going on for white nose syndrome. And we probably won't have time to complete this conversation in the first half, but let's talk about why bats are important in our ecological system.
Sure, yeah. I mean, bats are extremely important. Of course, they eat literally tons of insects per night. So the disease has caused the loss of millions of little brown bats and northern long-eared bats. And those bats, of course, we know that they eat mosquitoes, but they also eat larvae and moths of other insects that can cause all kinds of damage to agricultural crops and disease outbreaks in the forest. And then, of course, they, you know, again, back to the mosquitoes or other insects that potentially carry diseases that could impact wildlife or humans. So their impact on consuming insects, which can be serious pests onto the ecosystem and to humans specifically, are huge. So, yeah, they're a pretty important part of the ecosystem. And, we're not talking one species. We're talking several species here in Michigan. So,
well, I know you have a grant and some funding to try a test, so to speak, and sort of see if you have a theory and a way to help reduce the fungus that causes white nose syndrome. And I'd like to get more info from you on that, because I believe most of North American bat specialists are kind of looking at you right now, if I'm correct.
to some degree, they are, yep.
I think yep. A lot of bat experts and enthusiasts are anxious to see the results of that test. So I'd like to talk more about that and also talk trapping in the Western UP. If we get a little more time from you this hour.
Happy to do it, Adam. Absolutely.
John DePew, wildlife biologist and bat specialist for the state of Michigan out of the DNR office in Berger. We'll continue with him later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.